For the fourth straight day, U.S. President Donald Trump attacked four women of color in Congress, continuing to question their loyalty to the country and suggesting they should leave America. Despite criticism from Democrats that his comments about the four minority Congresswomen are racist, Trump went on a 20-minute diatribe about them, saying they were welcome to leave the country if they do not like his policies on issues such as immigration and defending Israel.
And tonight I have a suggestion for the hate-filled extremists who are constantly trying to tear our country down. They never have anything good to say. That's why I say, hey, if they don't like it, let them leave. Let them leave. Let them leave.
Trump tweeted over the weekend that the four progressive representatives known as the Squad, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Ohio should go back where they came from, even though all are U.S. citizens and three are U.S. born. The House of Representatives voted to block a resolution to impeach President Donald Trump Wednesday, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided congressional Democrats.
On this vote, the yeas are 332 and the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution's sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. Lisa Schlein reports from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Although the committee has declared Ebola to be a global health emergency, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says WHO does not recommend any restrictions on travel or trade.
Closing borders could have disastrous consequences for the lives and livelihoods of the people who cross the border.
WHO warns insecurity due to conflict in North Kivu and Ituri provinces, as well as tepid international financial support, are main threats to stopping the Ebola virus. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted Russia's delivery of S-400 missile defense systems. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
The U.S. and other F-35 partners are aligned in this decision to suspend Turkey from the program and initiate the process to formally remove Turkey from the program.
U.S. officials believe NATO ally Turkey's decision to use Russian advanced radar technology could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country. The S-400 could potentially be used to target NATO jets in Turkey, including the U.S.-made F-35. Prosecutors have dropped a case accusing actor Kevin Spacey, that is, of groping a young man at a Massachusetts bar, AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Spacey was accused of getting an 18-year-old man drunk and then groping him at a Nantucket restaurant where the teen worked as a busboy. Spacey denied the allegations, and the case became crippled after the accuser invoked his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination and refused to testify about text messages that the defense claims were deleted from his phone. Previously, the accuser was ordered to present the phone as evidence, and he said it was missing. And then his mother later said that she had erased some of the files. Spacey did face accusations from other men and was written out of the series House of Cards and the film All the Money in the World. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And former Mexican drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman received a sentence that will see him spend the rest of his life in prison Wednesday. The 62-year-old Guzman was convicted in February of trafficking tons of cocaine, heroin, and marijuana as a top leader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
The Voice of America. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.